Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner. Rick, I am so sorry. That was the words from the big Texan. He is so sorry.
It's incredible.
He read that very well, didn't he?
I honestly
didn't think he could read.
I honestly think... Wow. I mean, seriously, we do have to discuss it because it's obviously the topic of the week. But I think due credit needs to be given to the incredible performance of the Adelaide Crows scriptwriter. He's been all over.
I reckon he's on home and away. Like, he's going to be on home. Texas taking time off from football.
All right.
Yeah. I wonder whether he knows he got 6 weeks suspension.
I mean, there's a number. I mean, most of this stuff has already been discussed with anyone with any interest in sport over and over again. But the thing that blows me away is that, you know, now the incredible, you know, anti-race, and I'm against racism like everyone else
absolutely.
Is, but they're all coming out and using the same magic word. They say it very slowly, and they say, it's not about money, it's about education. Now, Phil, I ask you.
Well, but his penalty's obviously gone through the roof.
Oh, obviously.
What? Well, hang on. What do you mean by that, Rick?
Well, what I mean is that there has been a huge thrust in penalty awards to discourage this sort of behaviour.
That's what I was thinking.
Let me tell you. This is how advanced it has become. That 23 years ago.
Yep.
That's when you were a very young man.
Heck, I was.
Right? 23 years ago, Spider Everett.
Yep.
Big Spider. He was a big bloke.
Yeah, that's
some Kilda bloke. 23 years ago, would you believe, he got pinged for racial comments.
Yep.
Now, just think about the advancement.
Say he probably got $5,000 or $4,000.
Oh, no. They were onto it back then. $20,000. And 4 weeks suspension. Now you look at the advancement that they've made in discouraging people.
Yeah, two weeks.
$20,000, which is less.
They showed him.
Which is less in value now than it was 20. In fact, 23 years ago, I should have worked out the calculator. It was probably nearly double.
Well, Spider was probably only on $100,000 a year or something like that back then.
He'd have been less than that, I would think.
And look what they're on now.
So it is absolute rubbish.
Joke.
To say that the penalties have increased. 2 weeks difference, 23 years apart.
Yeah, 23 years down the track.
Unbelievable.
That is.
And when you take into account the value of a dollar 23 years ago as against today, as you've just pointed out, in value of the salary that Spider Everett would have been on as against Tex Walker, it is, sorry to say, folks, it's a joke.
It is. That's given him, you know, virtually almost let him off, you know.
It's an absolute joke. Now, as we've mentioned a few times on this program, I love the word alleged because that covers a multitude of sins and gets us out of any legal trouble. Now, I think there is no excuse for comments at all. But if sometimes things are said in the heat of fire that you probably regret afterwards.
Yep, absolutely.
But this...
I've said things to you, Rick, that I've got to apologise here and now. So.
And Phil, I'll take the opportunity and apologise to you for the shocking things I've said, particularly behind your back.
Sorry, Rick, I've interfered there, but let's get back on it.
But what I'm intrigued by is that if this had happened in the fierce context of
a game,
but hang on, this happened at a break. He's a spectator, so, I mean, not that there's an excuse anyway, but it's not even as if it was done because he got a clip behind his ear.
No, that's right. That Robbie's done something to him you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, that extra 2 weeks penalty, two games.
I bet he felt that.
Oh, like
that's why he's taking a break from the game just to get his head around
it. Yeah, I mean, there is simply no excuse whatsoever. And I might say it is alleged.
Yes.
Back on track.
Here we go again.
It is alleged that the comment that he made, which partly referred to the colour of his skin.
Yes.
Also, and it's in fact the worst word, I
yes,
believe, in
I
the,
agree.
The
I agree.
English language.
Yep.
The second yep. part referred to part of the human anatomy,
yep.
but not part of a male's human anatomy.
No.
Now,
correct.
I mean, that is the alleged comments that were made, or at least part of. Now, that's just disgraceful.
I agree.
And
you can get no arguments from this side of the table.
I mean, and I know that there are people who say this has all been blown out of all proportion. Well, I don't think it has.
No.
Because there, you know, never ever would there be an organisation from BHP to whoever, Qantas Airlines, Australia Post.
There we are. There's a company.
Never would there be a greater educational program than Australian rules footballers receive concerning racism every year, every season, and probably halfway through.
Mm.
So this bloke has got no excuses whatsoever.
I've got a feeling, Rick, that we've seen the last of him.
Well,
I really do.
Yeah, well,
because he's missing 3 weeks this year, which is the rest of the year. He's missing the first three next year. Are Adelaide going to put him on the list? I see they've dropped
Tom Lynch.
Lynch, yeah, Lynch off yeah, their list yeah, for next year. Yeah. He's 30 years old.
Yeah.
I think this is their next move, I think, is I reckon Tex will go.
Well,
I really do.
Well, as we've discussed, although superficially you can look at him and say, gee, he's kicked a few goals this year. Well, that's all relative. He's kicked a few goals relative to the last few seasons
yep.
because he's kicked none in
none
the, last,
in the
few
last few seasons. That's exactly
and,
right.
And in fact, of the totals that he's kicked this season, they've all come in about two or three
yeah.
slots of games.
Right early he kicked
when,
off,
and,
didn't he?
And a bit like a number yep. of Crows players, when the going gets tough, he disappears.
Sure. Does he what?
So, I mean, I think we discussed on a program many moons ago that he shouldn't have his contract renewed.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, this can do nothing to enhance the development of the Adelaide Crows Football Club in terms of, if Tex is playing next year, he's keeping a young kid out.
Yep.
His future is well and truly... he's on the other side of the hill.
Yep.
You can't argue with that, whether he's kicked a couple of goals
yep.
or not. And so as an investment, he's valueless, really.
I agree. Not so out. Let's move on, though, Rick.
We will.
This week's games, Rick.
This week's games.
Now, you are three behind the great tipster in myself. Now, Rick, I've overtaken you. Well, I was four in front until last night. I'm now three in front. 2 weeks to go. Just pin that 50 on the fridge and I'll take it off, okay?
Yeah, you're just kidding yourself.
Okay, for this week, Rick, we've got North Melbourne and Sydney.
Sydney will win that game.
Sydney for me. Brisbane and Collingwood.
Brisbane
for me. Geelong and St Kilda.
Geelong.
Geelong for me. Gold Coast and Essendon.
Essendon for me. Essendon
will win that game. GWS and Richmond.
Oh, GWS.
Richmond for me, right. No Toby Green.
Right.
2 week suspension
He'll
there.
Get off.
Hawthorn and the Bulldogs. Then it could be GWS for me. Hawthorn and the Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs.
Bulldogs for me. Very impressed with the young Hawthorn side, though.
Well, while we're on that, can I just quickly say,
yes.
I just do not understand anything in this world, which is pretty obvious with my low brain power, but... the reason Hawthorn are improving and looking incredibly good is they, due to the best coach in AFL coach in Australia.
That hasn't been coach of the year.
There has never been coach of the year of recruitment of talented young players.
Yeah,
and
unbelievable.
It's showing already.
Yeah.
So what can Jeff Kennett do? Get rid of him. Well, how smart's that?
Oh, well, Jeff Kennett, you're talking about. Okay, Melbourne and Adelaide.
Melbourne by a mile. They will.
Port versus Carlton. That danger game for Port, but I think they can get Mackay's injured, so yes, I think Port
will win, yes.
And the Derby over in WA, Frio versus West Coast Eagles. West Coast, the underachievers of the year, aren't they?
Well, as we were saying off air, I do not understand what is wrong.
What a great side
with
they've
West
got.
Coast. I mean, they have been riddled with injuries, but
so has everyone.
I mean, I've got really no idea. I think because I've got to pick up on you. Who are you going for?
I'm going for the West Coast Eagles.
Well, that means I'm going for Frio.
Okay, so you'll get. So we're two different this week.
We are.
Could be one the difference coming into the last week, Rick.
Oh, it could easily be.
So that's the games for this week, Rick. Yeah. Have you got anything else on the AFL that you wanted to?
No,
bring
I don't,
up?
Because I think if we don't get on to,
no, we've got to. Keep
I think we've got to go local footy.
Local footy,
because it's really as they say in the good books, we are approaching rapidly the pointy end of the season.
Oh yeah. Yes.
And this week, I think I predicted on our show last week that Williston and Angaston will not make the four.
I think you did.
And as I speak to you at the present time, South Gawler on top with 24, Newry 18, Tanunda and Kapunda both with 17, Williston 16. However, Williston have got the bye.
They have. So and no wonder they're playing that last week, Rick. Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
We've got it right there,
you,
Rick.
Williston
the last week.
I will win last game because it's against Freeling, won't matter,
that
I don't
won't
think.
Make enough.
However,
enough.
What I do believe is the final. It's the final before they talk about dress rehearsals. This ain't no dress rehearsal. This is the game of the season, Kapunda versus Angaston.
Out there at Dutton Park.
At Dutton Park. Now, the big question is,
how long will the quarters go?
However, what is even more significant is that it will be the total death knell for Angaston if they don't win.
Yep.
Kapunda are already a point ahead of them, but of course, if Angaston will win, they'd get one ahead.
Just now, quickly, Rick. Kapunda the last round, who do they have? And Angaston.
Kapunda the last round have got Newry.
Ooh. And Angaston?
Angaston have got the mighty South Gawler.
Wow.
So
could both lose their last games.
They could. However, if we go back to this week's crunch.
Yes.
First round. Angaston 11-12 defeated Kapunda 11-8.
Ooh.
Nothing at all. And it was Ango's home game.
Yep.
They were 3 goals in front at three-quarter time and hung on to win by 4 points.
Well, this is Angaston's grand final. They've got to win.
They have to win.
And Kapunda virtually the same, aren't they?
Have to
win. They really have to win.
Yep.
But both of them have to win.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, we're famous for going around in circles.
Yeah, we are.
But let's go, can we just very briefly go back to something is almost in the same sort of bag as racism, and that's abuse, I reckon. I just want to mention to you and our listeners, I took exception to the television promo prior or the lead-in to the showdown.
Yep.
Between the Port Adelaide and the Crows players, two of them, one of each, talking about their hatred for one another.
Mm. Now, yes, did see it, Rick.
Now, that's a very strong word, Phil.
It is. I don't like you, but I will not say I hate you.
That's right. There's a difference between me just saying, you're pretty average.
Some of the words I call you at times. But
and saying, Phil, I hate you.
Yeah.
What made it worse, I believe, is that the word was repeated on a number of occasions. And in the printed media, it was enhanced by not only, guess what, surprise, surprise, the Cornses saying hatred, etc.
Yep.
Now, you know, I don't.
Do we need that?
I don't honestly believe I hate anyone. There's a number of people I dislike.
Well, but I'll have to think a bit longer, Rick.
Anyway, I've got that off my chest. Yeah. No worries. Yeah.
Quickly, this week's rounds in the Bross and Light, Freeling and Tanunda at Freeling.
Tanunda,
our premiership team, isn't it?
Yeah.
Central and Angaston, quite a good game. Newry will win.
Yep.
It's at Central.
Going for Kapunda to beat Ango.
Oh, you're going Kapunda to beat Ango. I'm going Ango.
Oh, all right.
I reckon Ango.
There you go.
And South versus Barossa with nothing going.
South by plenty.
Yep. It's at South, thank goodness, because Barossa will be still underwater probably.
Yep. Well, they'd need the snorkel, yeah.
So, that's about the end of the local footy.
Well, we're definitely running out of time.
Yes,
I just want to talk about the magnificent performance of the Australian cricket team.
Who are they playing at the moment? Who are they playing?
No, come on. You know. Come on. No. Tell our listeners.
Bangladesh? Do they even play cricket?
But we're cruising. 3-1 we got
down.
3-1.
Yeah,
3-1
down. We only fell over the line in the last game, I see.
Well, I don't think they put... I think they put in their third 11 to make us feel better. Give the visitors a chance.
Have you looked at some of the names in that Australian squad?
Say no more.
I'll tell you what.
It is embarrassing.
I'd hate to say that half of those players aren't good enough. Olympics is over, Rick. We'll quickly cut... We came sixth. The US winning it, they won the most golds.
I'd argue we really came fifth because that rock and roll country, ROC,
R-O-C-K.
Was one ahead of us, I think.
They were.
And we haven't got time, but I just want to briefly mention Paddy Mills.
Yep.
I thought he conducted himself and he promotes himself as a fine Australian.
Yep.
Not Aboriginal Australian, a fine Australian.
42 points in the last game he scored.
Yeah. And I just love
what a sportsman.
I just love the way he incorporates, he wants to bring the medal back to Australia.
Yep.
Not a split Australia, Australia. And gee whiz, if we had both sides of the argument thinking along his lines, we would have it solved. And topic for next time, we need one flag. And it's different to the one we've got right now.
Absolutely. Because New Zealand and, we've got...
Canada changed theirs.
Yeah.
And as I've said a number of times, we would be the only country in the world that has a red, white and blue flag and yellow
green and gold.
green and gold sporting colours.
Yeah, it doesn't quite
work out.
It for me, Rick.
No.
All right, we'll bring that up next show, Rick.
We will indeed.
Because we are on overtime.
We are indeed. So until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.